Ladies and gentlemen, now I have spoken in all kinds of joints, from the homes of the rich on Fifth Avenue to telling jokes in Sing Sing. But this is my first crack at a political speech, and I hope it flops. I don't want it to get over. If it did, it might lead me into politics, and up to now I have tried to live honest. Now, a great many think I was sent here to speak by my candidate's opponent, but that is not the case. I don't know him, but he must be a scoundrel, because from what I have read of politics, every opponent is a scoundrel and a tool of the interest. Ain't that what they call them? Now, I have just investigated tonight, before coming on the platform, and found out which party my candidate was running on, as I think every speaker should be familiar with every phase of his subject. Now, I don't know or have never met my candidate, and for that reason, I am more apt to say something good of him than anyone else. I was asked to do this by one of the Roosevelt boys. You know that nobody ever could refuse Roosevelt. Now, I find a peculiar case in my candidate. Most people take up politics through necessity or as a last resort. But I find this guy was wealthy before he went in. Not as wealthy as he is now, but still, he is rich. Perhaps that's what he went in for, to protect what he had. As they say, there's honor among them. His principal political handicap is that he was educated at Harvard. But I understand he has forgotten most of that, so that brings him back to earth. Before going to Washington this last term, he was for 4 terms plumbing in the state legislature at Albany. On account of his wealth, he is the only man in the campaign that you can accept a cigar from and smoke it yourself. He is the only man in Congress who owns his own dress suit. He is the only politician outside of Henry Cabot Lodge that can get into the front door of a Fifth Avenue home without delivering something. I thank you.